Chapter 3. Domesticity. Domesticity, privacy, comfort, the concept of the home and of the family, these are literally principal achievements of the bourgeois age. John Lukács, The Bourgeois Interior. The appearance of intimacy and privacy in homes in Paris and London, and soon after even in such out-of-the-way places as Oslo, was an unwitting, almost unconscious reaction to the changing conditions of urban life, and it appeared to be more a question of popular attitudes than of anything else. It is difficult to trace the evolution of something so amorphous, and it would be dangerous to claim that there was a single place where the modern idea of the family home first entered the human consciousness. There was, after all, no identifiable moment of discovery, no individual inventor who can be credited with the intuition, no theory or treatise on the subject. There was one place, however, where the 17th century domestic interior evolved in a way that was arguably unique and that can be described as having been at the very least exemplary. The United Provinces of the Netherlands was a brand new state formed in 1609 after 30 years of rebellion against Spain. It was among the smallest countries in Europe, with a population one-quarter that of Spain, one-eighth that of France, and with a land mass smaller than Switzerland's. It had few natural resources, no mines, no forests, and what little land there was needed constant protection from the sea. But this low country surprisingly quickly established itself as a major power. In a short time it became the most advanced shipbuilding nation in the world and developed large naval, fishing, and merchant fleets. Its explorers founded colonies in Africa and Asia, as well as in America. The Netherlands introduced many financial innovations that made it a major economic force, and Amsterdam became the world center for international finance. Its manufacturing towns grew so quickly that by the middle of the century, the Netherlands had supplanted France as the leading industrial nation of the world. Its universities were among the best in Europe. Its tolerant political and religious climate offered a home for émigré thinkers such as Spinoza, Descartes, and John Locke. This fecund country produced not just venture capitalists and the speculative tulip trade, but also Rembrandt and Vermeer.